listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here. I'm going to assume it worked. I'm going to hope it worked. Let me know if it worked. Please, please, please.
I hope it worked.
I'm always hoping. I'm your host, Derek. That's also Derek. This is Goons, Games, and Gear. This is the 252nd episode?
Second. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, second.
Okay. Don't you ever doubt me. You ever doubt. Yeah.
Second sense.
We're here. Just remember to join our stuff, watch our stuff, join our Discord, talk to us. You know, just a little shilling to start this out. But I guess I'll begin this with Derek. How's it going? How's Spider-Man 2?
It's great. It's so good. I love it.
I now know what joy is.
Right? Honestly? You know, it's been a couple of rough months. Last month, I didn't have any concerts to go to, and, like, Spider-Man really just kind of saved the month for me.
Wait, you didn't go to Spider-Man concerts last month?
No, I didn't have any concerts last month. No. It was pretty depressing, honestly.
I see no issue with it. I think you're going to go deaf if you didn't stop. You were going...
Like, I mean, true.
You were going, like,
right.
every, like, 2 weeks. You're like...
Oh, dude, it was great. And then I got... 3 beautiful ones this month and 1 beautiful one next month, and
wait,
then nothing till
what's
March.
The 3? I mean, I know this wildlife this month. What's the other 2?
Hot Mulligan and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah, so I'm just going to this wildlife, and that's
And we got May Day Parade next month,
right?
Literally the week after.
Oh, that's
this wildlife. I think it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Hype.
Hype, yeah, and then next that episode after will be like, what?
What'd you say? What did you say?
Yeah. Anyway, so let's start this off finally with a little Destiny 2 drama. And by drama, I mean everything is terrible. Destiny 2 is actually dying. It's like,
yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but they need to stop. They have been on such a downward spiral for like the last 2 years that. I don't know what their issue
just
is.
Just to give a little context here, a few things. One, Derek, would it be good to describe you as like a diehard Destiny player or?
Yeah, I've played since the day the game came out.
Yeah, so like he was big on it. When did you stop?
I stopped playing religiously after Beyond Light came out. And then I only go back and play the expansions now. So I went back and played Witch Queen, and then I just went back and played whatever the newest one was. I forget what it's called, Lightfall. Okay, yeah. Yep.
How did someone like me know that, but you didn't? Okay, that's ridiculous.
And then the final shape is like the culmination of everything ending,
wait.
Including Bungie itself.
Is that actually what's called the final shape?
The final shape,
like,
yeah.
It's like triangle mixed with circle.
It's like, oh!
Like in Iron Man 2 when he discovers the new element. It's like that, but it's a new shape. I call it
There's a great meme on Twitter I saw. It was like the final expansion or something, and it was just like the Bungie. There's like a screenshot of like the characters in the game jumping off a cliff, and it's like the Bungie like devs jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, so... They laid off, 8%? Which equate to, like, 100 people because their revenue dropped by 45% because people aren't playing their game, which is, like, that's unbelievable.
It's sad. They went to... So, Destiny used to be, like, an expansion-only game, and you would, like, just kind of grind while you were waiting for the expansions, and you'd get, like... A big expansion and 2 smaller expansions within the span of like a year or whatever. So there's like a lot of downtime. So then they switched to this like season format where there's like a big expansion at the beginning of the year. And then 3 seasons that like add more story and stuff to it throughout the year. The seasons are the season itself is free to play, but you need to buy this like expansion pass for $30 for the year that gives you like the season passes, but it also gives you like access to the dungeons and stuff like that. So basically it's like $10 a season. So you get all the content. So it's like every other season thing.
Okay. But so there's 3 seasons, but 1 mega or 1 big expansion. So then What does that equal? Like, it's $30 plus 6 months.
It's like $70 for the year.
Yeah, I think they're in a completely wrong. I don't know how to put it. Like, it's also they're taking the worst parts of free to play by making it not free to play. That makes sense.
They have this like mixed formula of like what everybody else does with like season passes, and it's like, okay, $10 for the season, and that's it, whatever, that's fine. But then they're still like, but we do expansions, so you're paying $60 or for like $40 for the expansion. Like, it just, you can't do both, Bungie. Like, do one. Like, even if you charge me $60 for the expansion, but it gives me these seasons throughout the year, that's fine. But it's not working.
Is it true what commenter Sparky says, where you legit can't reach the end of the game without paying for it? That isn't free.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an MMO where you have to buy the expansions to keep doing the rest of the content,
right.
Which is fine.
Is it?
But, like, you can't. You can play expansions, but you can't have seasons where you're charging people for them too, to access the seasons.
Okay. So basically your solution is paying for the expansions, fine, but the seasons is what's killing it.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. So if you charge $40 for like the big expansion, but I can play the seasons for the rest of the year, fine. That works. But you're double charging everybody.
So yeah, so
basically,
you're basically rebuying the entire game and then some every year. Just through expansions. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That's as like an ex Destiny player, do you think it's actually in a death spiral?
Yeah, I think so. The final shape has always been the last planned expansion for Destiny 2, and then Bungie's gonna work on another game. And I truly believe like now it's like over. Like, this is gonna be the end of the game.
What's is there like a date for the final shape? Is it? Like, is that the next expansion?
Well, it just got delayed. Oh. It was supposed to be March of next year, and now it's, I think, June of next year. So.
And then, again, Sparky comments. We love you, Sparky. Add Bungie Plus, and you're going to explain what that is, for like $10, $10 to $15 a month.
I have no idea what that is.
So, wait. Yeah, what is Bungie Plus?
What is Bungie Plus?
Yeah, is that actually a thing? Are they charging even more? Can you find it?
No, that's not thing.
Okay. We've got dudes live. That's great. All right, well. I'm saying they should make Bungie Plus. Okay.
That would be fine, I guess.
Let people play and have access to everything. So basically make it just a pure live service is what his answer is, basically.
Well, it's the stupid thing is, like, when you buy an expansion, you don't get the old expansions, like, access to those. Which is like a big problem, especially when it's like old, outdated content. So, like, for someone to like want to play Destiny 2 right now, hold on, let me just.
Oh, I saw a screenshot of like all the stuff you'd have to play, you have to buy in Steam.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's like $200 and something if you wanted to get everything content wise for Destiny 2 to just jump in and play it and have every access to everything. It's like, yeah, it's like over $200 to get everything, which is just that's just like absolutely absurd. Granted, the game's free to play up into a certain point, which like all MMOs do, but like you do nothing in that free to play time. So
I think what they really should do if they want more players to join, because I'm not going to, that barrier to entry is insane. So what they really, or at least my solution, is that they like make it so anything beyond a year in the past is like, I don't know about free, but like incredibly discounted.
You know? Well, so they've come out with like bundle collections for like a lot of the older stuff. So it's like, I don't know, it's like $60 and you got like the first three expansions or whatever that had come out for the game like 10 years ago, whenever Destiny 2 came out. So like they've lessened it for older stuff, but like newer stuff, it's like Nintendo. They just, like, they refuse to, like, give you a break other than, like, maybe Black Friday or something. And it's like, oh, all the expansions are, like, 10% off. Congratulations. So.
Do they not plan for Destiny 3?
No. They said Destiny 2 is the only Destiny game ever. They said they have plans for, like, another story, like, arc instead of the light versus dark arc, which is what they've been working on for all of Destiny 1 and 2. That's what's supposed to be after the final shape, but I don't know. I feel like at this point, like, they could try. I think they should, like, let it simmer for a bit and kind of, like, refocus on it. I don't know.
I'm confused because I thought you said the final shape was, like, their last planned DLC.
That's the last, yeah, it's the last planned DLC. They said they have plans for, like, another story arc for Destiny 2 at some point, but they don't know when.
Okay.
So.
Huh. It's not super confusing, but I don't think I'm going to try the game out because it costs too much to try and I don't have the time to grind.
So I love Destiny. I love the lore. The lore is like really what keeps me coming back. I'll buy, like, they come out with a lore book every couple of months that like adds more lore to the game, or like explains it. Yeah. And when they add more expansions and stuff, it's like incredible. The gameplay is super fun if you have time to grind, like, literally 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, right. Like, but nobody has time to do that anymore. Like, but I don't know.
If you have, like, a girlfriend or something, do you still get the time?
No.
They put in, like the text, like, before a raid, like, if you have a significant other, you will not be able to do that.
Get out. Yeah. Well, see, like, that's why I always used to love Destiny. Like, the raid would drop. We would, like...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I just saw the final shape means the shape of the company after the last expansion. It isn't a good-looking shape. Yeah, dude.
It's insane.
Sorry.
That's what, like, was fun about Destiny was, like, the new raid would drop, like, at the time we were working at GameStop. Everybody would go home. We'd, like, get on, and we'd do the raid literally from, like, 9 p.m. till, like, 6 in the morning. And it was just, I don't know, it used to be fun. And now it's, like, the raids are just, like, the raids are still, like, the best part of the game. But doing everything else is so tedious, and there's just so much to do. And it's, like, it's hard to keep up with it.
Plus, there's just the financial burden.
Right. I mean, if you kept up with buying the expansions every year, it's not as bad, right? Like, you drop $40 on it and you're good. But then it's like you still like had to like have gotten certain guns to do certain activities because one's a meta gun and one's not or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. It's just sad.
So, wait. There's like... This confused me for a second. So there's guns that also like progress the story or something?
No, there's just certain guns that are locked behind an expansion. Okay. To, like, get them. You have to, like, own that expansion. But then, like, it's also a grind to get them because they're, like, RNG drops for it. Gotcha. And whatever. Oh, okay. So,
but that's yeah. How they get you to keep playing. Because if it's RNG, then you just, like...
Right. That's the right. The whole game is just a grindy looter shooter. Right. That's all it is.
But then, so then what is making it lose its lust then? Like, do you... I mean, like, I guess I'll put it this way. Do you think people are stop playing because like a bad lore, or is it just like the financial part of it? Because I think 45% drop from the newest expansion seems like an intense fall of grace.
It's just like the seasons are all very cut and paste. Gotcha. Like it's like, okay, we got a seasonal activity. You grind for 3 months and then you like go on once a week. You do all your weeklies. And then that's it. And then the next season starts and you do it again.
Gotcha.
And then that's it. And then the next season starts and you do it again. And that's it. And the new raid drops. And then that's it for the year. Even like the expansions, like the story modes are like super fun. Like the story missions and stuff. But like once you're done with it, you're done with right. it. That's right. it. Like you don't go back. You don't, unless it's like a mission or something, like a quest or whatever. But yeah, it's just I think the repetitiveness is like killing people.
Right.
I think there's just like
it's been like 8 years or something. Or not eight, but how many years have it been? Like 5?
Yeah, it's 2000 when is it? When I think Destiny 2 is like 8 years.
If I big brain that, because I know nothing about Destiny 2. Definitely.
I know Destiny 2 is 2017. Destiny so like, 1 was 2014.
Right, so like 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years for Destiny 2, almost 10 for Destiny 1.
Yeah, like you said before, they probably should just retire. Or they're probably going to retire it now that... Because, I just don't think... I think what might happen is with the final shape or whatever you said, like the final expansion, that will probably bring a lot of Destiny players back because they know the story's like ending. But hopefully Bungie... Right.
Like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go back and play that.
Hopefully Bungie doesn't think, oh, everyone's back to playing. We got to make more content. Like, no, everyone's back because you ended the story.
Right, it's the, end. Right. Like, we come back for the expansions. Like, I'm sure, like, during... When expansions come out is, like, the peak Destiny player count time. But then, like, yeah, everybody falls off. Literally, like, weeks after the expansion comes out.
Yeah, 50%. That's still insane. Do people play PvP, though? Like, isn't that fun at all, or...
Oh. It's... There's, like... It's one of those things where it's like you have a certain meta of guns, and if you don't have it, you're not having fun.
Oh, it's not like Halo where you pick things up in the...
No. Yeah.
Bungie.
I know.
And I mean, raids are fun and all, but PvP is what keeps me going. And well, either way, I was just kind of surprised. And also, apparently, like, the Bungie employees, like, so I was reading the story that... Like, this Bungie employee was off for the day, and like, hey, you need to come in for, a super important meeting. He's like, okay, whatever. Comes in. They fire, like, you know, 8% of the staff. People are, like, crying at their desks because, like, it just, like, blindsided them. Which is, like, that's pretty terrible. Like, I guess if there's no sign that you're going to get let go, you know, it's like damn. And
oh, yeah.
Like, whose fault is it? Like, is it... Upper management, like, is it like, who in Bungie is dropping the ball here?
I don't know. It's like everybody lately too is like doing these like layoffs and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like,
the gaming industry has been.
I mean, it's like everything. Like, the whole economy is just like dying.
Well, that too. Oh yeah, it's actually ridiculous. But my thought is that just like other companies. Messed up in COVID, they saw this rise in players, and during COVID times they're like, oh, because everyone's playing, you know, everyone's home, and they thought, we're gonna have everyone retain this number forever somehow, but it just wasn't gonna happen, because people had to go back to work, and now you know, now it's like, okay, well, now I don't have the time to grind Destiny stuff, so I'm not going to. So that I honestly feel bad when people get laid off. That's like soul crushing, and especially if you liked your job, which is very rare, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? Could you imagine, like, my dream was to work at Bungie? And my, saddest part is I know one of the kills on their list was the guy who did the music for Bungie, and the soundtracks for Destiny are so good. I have all of them, like, on my phone, and I'll just, like, listen to them every now and then. It's just, I don't know. Like,
Halo 2? He's like a legendary composer.
I think I think he was there for like Halo 3 and I think Halo 2.
Halo 3 is just.
Don't worry. 343 will pick him up for their next train wreck.
Nice. That, yeah, why would you? I mean, I don't know why they drop, I guess they're like, oh, we can get anyone else to get make music. We only have a little bit of time left in this game. You know, like,
right.
They probably didn't want to pay. They probably like, oh, he's too expensive.
Right. He probably finished the new soundtrack for the last expansion, and they were like, okay, bye bye.
Oh, you think it's that far in advance?
I think it's very close to being done. I think they're just like ironing out some like stupid details and bug testing at this point. But
well, here's the good news is that there won't be a Destiny 3, so you don't have to worry about this. Financial train wreck anymore. You can.
I know.
It's like
I'll never have to go back.
I'll never have to go back. Was it hard getting away from it?
It wasn't too bad, honestly. There was like just a day where I just kind of like dropped it, and I was like, I'm not playing this anymore. And then I just like never went back, like cold turkey.
You got like the shake, like,
right? I gotta do my strikes, my daily strikes.
I gotta do my daily strikes, But hey, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And now I'm addicted to Raid Shadow Legends.
That's right. Today's sponsor.
One day, dude.
One day. It's a dream. It's a dream. Anyone sponsor us? We'll
right. I just want to do like an ad roll, right?
Adam and Eve, are you disappointing your partner?
Yeah, that's where I went. It's like, I love Rob's butthole, but you know what? Adam and Eve loves it more.
I don't think he's gonna appreciate you said that one, but we'll find out. I'll clip.
He'll
it.
Never know. Yeah.
I'm gonna surprise you with some news that I'm hoping you didn't know about. But did you see that Nickelodeon All Stars DLC leaked and then they confirmed it?
No.
You want to hear the four?
All right, I'm ready.
First one.
Wait, the last one they announced was Azula, right?
Yeah,
that was the last like announcement.
That's, yeah, okay. That's the game. First one.
Let me. Yeah,
that's it. Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Okay. Right.
First one, Mr. Krabs.
That's sweet.
Which is sweet. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually cool.
Second one is Zuko.
Okay.
Okay. Third one, I don't remember his name, although I have his name isn't here. The Rhino from TMNT. Bebop? Is that?
I always mix. It's Rocksteady or Bebop. Yeah.
So the Rhino guy, and then okay. And then last one's Iroh.
Yeah, Iroh.
Yeah,
so gets like, in. Yeah. Okay. So what's the full roster right now?
Nickelodeon. Just to clarify, though, I just want to say that out of these four, I kind of wish that Zuko wasn't there.
I feel like he's like useless. Well, I feel like there's so many Avatar.
Well, so two things. One, it's just because they already have Iroh there. Like, why do you have two Firebenders in the same DLC pass?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like they could have just. Actually, first of all, this is like, you know, Avatar Aang's Zuko, you know, like that age. But I think it would have been more interesting if they picked, like, Fire Lord Zuko.
That would have been cool.
I think that would have been a lot cooler. But I would replace him. Now, here, can you guess the price for this for the four characters?
This is like an expansion pass?
Yeah, this is a season pass.
Oh.
$20. $24.99. So that's about like.
I don't think I like that. Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I think.
Actually, that should be fine. That's like $7 a character.
Yeah, it's like yeah, a little under that. But so when you get the season pass, four characters with alternate costumes released through 2024 in a premium SpongeBob costume. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
So the right.
So the full roster, yeah, is Aang, Angry Beavers, which I assume is like a Ice Climbers setup.
They switch out.
Oh, okay. April O'Neil, Azula, Danny Phantom, Donatello, El Tigre, Ember, Garfield, Gerald, Grandma Gertie, yeah. Iroh, Jenny, Jimmy Neutron, Korra, Lucy Loud, Mr. Krabs, Nigel Thornberry, Patrick Plankton, Raphael, Ren and Stimpy, Reptar, Rocko, Rocksteady, SpongeBob, Squidward, Zim, and Zuko. Now, I also don't remember who was in the first game. I assume like, they're all back, right?
So the only notable one that I realized that's not back, or I don't think it's back, is Sandy. I didn't see Sandy. Sandy Cheeks, SpongeBob.
Sandy's not back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just Sandy. I guess they're like, nah, that squirrel sucks. So. Mind you, the base game is $50.
Okay.
So, which is like, that's not bad for, you know, for the price. And it has it has a roguelike campaign.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I meant to react. I got to put down the react list after this. We're going to react to it. Because I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yet. But, yeah, it looks a lot better. It actually looks pretty fun. Now, I'm going to be a Garfield main, personally, but...
I mean, Garfield does sound pretty cool.
No, I definitely want to try it out. Here's the question, though. Which one of us, if not both of us, are getting it to play?
I think we can both get it. When does it come out? I think it's in, like, a safe area where nothing else comes out.
It comes out November 7th. The digital.
Never.
The digital. Retail is, like, I think next month.
Sometime. All right. Yeah. When does and Call of Duty 3 days later?
Well, here's the thing. Now, I do
could be a Black Friday pickup. We get it at the end of the month and have time to play it because there's not much else the rest of that month.
What I want to know, and this honestly is like a determining factor if we should both get it, is if we can queue together to fight people.
Right. That's like right.
So like I do actually want to like play, one of us gets it and then when I see you like we'll play play it together, right? So like right. There has to be two V online. I assume. But if not, I really hope that they have that. I really.
It also has crossplay, yeah, so that's good. Cross-play.
Which, so like, I'm probably gonna get it on Steam because now that I'm getting that new PC and stuff, like, and I have a Steam Deck. You know, cause at first I was like, maybe I might just get on Switch because, like, if it runs at 60, assuming it runs at 60, it wouldn't be like bad to have on Switch. Like, it kind of has that Switch.
I think aesthetic. That's what I had the first one on was Switch. It didn't run too bad.
Did you get on Switch? I remember we played it together as like a joke. I just don't remember if
it was. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember what system I had it on, but yeah, I do remember we played it though.
No, but like Sparky says here, that also it's an awesome roster. Honestly, it is a really good roster.
It's a good roster. What scares me is the game.
It looks a lot better. I mean, like night and day differences.
Right.
It doesn't look like ass, basically.
good.
And that's really all you can ask for, you know? Like that.
Honestly, at this point, yeah.
You got Jimmy Neutron, dude. I can give people the cream.
Got a blast.
Oh, dude, I know. If we're playing that game, you have to like play Jimmy Neutron. To, like,
are there tags in the names so I you can know. Do that fun they, thing they like have, we used to do on the Wii U?
They haven't shown anything about the online play, which is what's like concerning to me.
Yeah.
You know, and all characters are voice acted, which look, I'm going to say the part that people were probably going to be mad about. I don't really care if there was voice acting or not. It's really not a huge deal to me.
What do they say? Like a line of dialogue, if that every like 10 seconds or something, like, I don't care.
You know,
they don't need to say anything.
I don't know. I think people really overreacted with that, but it might be because like they're actual cartoon characters. So like, they have voice lines, you know?
Right. There's like a link
right
between that and the cartoon, I guess.
Also, yeah. It sounded like you didn't know who Ember was.
Which one?
Ember was the female singer ghost in Danny Phantom. She was like, yeah, you know.
I feel like that's a wild. Ember,
you will pick. Remember.
That is such like a wild pick. Same with Grandma Gertie.
Well,
like,
so
who's asking for Grandma Gertie?
So apparently the story there is that canonically, Hey Arnold or Arnold is literally a pacifist, so they didn't feel comfortable adding him as a character, but they wanted like more Hey Arnold reps. So and she was like the crazy, she was like the wild card. I thought it's really cool that Plankton's on a giant Plankton mech. I think that's like really interesting.
Right.
It's weird they don't have all. They don't have all four TMNT turtles, which I assume is going to be like...
It's like the other two. Because I think in the first game, it was like Leo and
Donatello.
The other one.
Yeah.
Raphael, maybe? No, Raphael's in this one.
Yeah. Oh, maybe all four were in it then. Huh. Okay, yeah, the only two were in the first one. That I remember.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, I mean, I didn't check it out yet, but I really want to see how Vlad Plasmas plays, because he's obviously, like, one of the cooler Nickelodeon villains that they...
Right.
You know, he was, like, an
have actual... introduced. Right.
Here's my Ecto Blast! Ectoplasm!
What is the thing that Garfield can do that makes him look like a shriveled up, like, sardine?
Oh, I think it's, like, a down special. There's, like, it's, like, from the original Garfield comic. It's a throwback. Like, that's what he originally looked like. Oh, wait, we looked like a sardine. No, hold on. Hold on a second. Garfield, Nickelodeon, All-Stars 2. Images. They did, like, a breakdown video for every character. I forgot we,
Oh, yeah, it is. It's the original Garfield.
Yeah, the original Garfield, which is, I think, hilarious. I think he has, like, over.
That is really cool.
He has, like, a reflector shield for some reason. I don't know. I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic for this game. I think it's going to do a lot. First of all, I'm surprised it's even happening, considering the first one was like a dumpster fire.
Right, was a disaster.
Like, did they convince them, hey, let's do this but better? Or did they actually make enough money to justify it?
Maybe it did make enough money. Maybe that, like, children audience that they were, like, trying to appeal to really just, like... I don't know, flooded this game with so much revenue.
Right. Also,
or maybe Nickelodeon just has enough, like, screw you money and is just like, we don't care. Like, just put it out.
They, what's it called? Everyone has, like, they have, like, ultimates in this game now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Like the like Smash Ball.
Right, but it's like actually just not item related. Like literally, like
it just like builds up.
Yeah, it just builds up. Which, I mean, I think it's enough to at least differentiate it.
Yeah, I mean, it can only go up, right? The first one was such a disaster.
Dude, but the pre-order bonus is it, or one of them is Patrick when he's like in a superhero costume.
Oh, that's so cool. Damn.
Like, what are the pre-order bonuses? Or like Ultimate Edition?
Right, what comes in the deluxe? Is it just the season pass?
I think so. It's the Ultimate Edition that you get like goodies. Let's see, you're gonna hit all Nickelodeon All-Star Brawls 2. I just want like a breakdown. Oh my god, why do these websites load like ass?
I don't know. They put these like terrible malware websites on here.
Retail Ultimate Edition. Also, what's included in the Ultimate Edition is a digital only edition that includes the deluxe edition plus one exclusive bonus costume for each character. But they don't tell you what they are, which is kind of
funny. Yeah, what? That sounds like a scam. Yeah. That sounds like you're screwing me, whatever company, Nintendo.
It's Nickelodeon? I don't know, like, the...
I forget what the company is that makes it. It's like Game Mill or something is the company that makes the game.
I think
we're just in withdrawal. I think Nintendo really, like... They, like, Stockholm Syndrome'd us really hard. Like, they beat us into loving Ultimate, and then they were like, no more. And you're like, what? Oh, I need this. I need it to live.
You know, I just watched Sakurai's video on, like, basically the development cycle of Ultimate, and it's so fascinating. It really is just, like... first of all, he, like... So, a Wii U disc had like 25 gigs of data on it to use, or of like data. The cartridge has 16, so they already had to like work with
downsize my god,
work with less but accomplish infinitely more.
Yeah,
and it's just like the stuff they got away with, all the music, all the stages. It's just, I don't know, I keep getting the itch to go back. That game is like perfection to me, and I'm only afraid.
Right.
I just give us more Smash passes. We don't need a new Smash game. We just need new Smash characters. You know?
Yeah.
I saw some people like complain, like, oh, we want like a reboot because we want like updated move lists for like the older characters because like they haven't gotten like changes in God knows how long. And I'm like,
right.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like they could just come with an update. I don't know. Like, give us a Mario Wonder skin.
Dude, I don't know. Just give us Ultimate back, please, Nintendo. Yeah, I'm begging.
Yeah, just give us Ultimate with more Smash passes. Like, again, Sakurai doesn't even be involved. The fact everything's there, just
copy and paste. Just figure out how to put new characters in and do it.
Right.
Just do it.
I want to go back to All Stars for a second here. Would you like respect and/or watch me if I was a competitive Garfield player? Like, I was on the pro circuit. That, you know, I'm, like, getting sponsors. I'm like, Derek, I'm sorry, but I got to leave the channel. I'm doing a Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, like channel.
World tour.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm, like, the best Garfield player in the world. You know, it's just like, I, you know, I do, like, sick Garfield trick videos. You know, like, would you be okay if I left Goons Games and Gear to pursue my Garfield dreams? Is that
exactly? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll support you.
I appreciate that. And then, you know, who would you want to main?
I don't know. I think April. She's just something about her. I don't know. It's weird. I think I'm in love.
I can see that.
No, I'd probably be like Uncle Iroh.
I really want to see his playstyle. Like, so now they have three firebenders. They've got five avatar reps. They got Aang. Oh, no, six. Seven? Hold on. Aang?
I'm just sad that Cat Dog's not back.
Oh, wait, what?
I loved
what?
Cat Dog.
Wait, no,
and,
no.
Powdered Toast Man's not
no!
back.
No! I love Powdered Toast Man. What?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
He's not on the roster for Nick 2. It's stupid. I'll probably go back to Reptar. Reptar was fun.
No, hold on. You're lying. You're lying.
Jimmy would probably be fun.
What character from Ulster 2? What?
Oh, yeah. So what they did, too, is Leonardo and Michelangelo were in the first game, and then Donatello and Raphael are in this game.
So, Oblina Toph isn't in this? Hold on. All the characters combined seem to confirm that she...
Is Korra? Korra's not in the new one, is it? Is she?
Wait, I
need... Oh, Korra's in there.
I need to just look at the roster. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, so it looks like Sandy, Toph, Lincoln Loud, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Shredder, Powdered Toast, Cat Dog, Helga, Oblina. Dude, they screwed Hugh Neutron. Are you?
Wait, what?
They're not in the game. Yeah.
That's. I'm so confused. What?
I don't know why. Why would you not just have all of the other ones?
Like, wow, I'm actually shocked. Wow. You think maybe they're adding them later?
I assume DLC, right? Like, that it's easy DLC for them.
I guess, but... New rage mechanics, groovy dance moves, check all the new things Quiver brings to blah, blah, blah. Jimmy Neutron, the boy genius himself, blah, blah, blah. I just, like, wow. That actually hurts me. I was like,
it's so
Powdered Toads was
disappointing.
Like all I played. He was just stupid. He was fun.
Right.
Hugh Neutron was a DLC. Shredder was actually like the hands down the best character. DLC. He just nuked everything. I'm surprised about Toph though. Why would they get rid, like, you know, Toph? You said Toph, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of Toph. Or Cat Dog. Like, Cat Dog's huge. Or you wanted more Arnold representation, but you got rid of your one from the first game? Like, I don't get it.
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 has cut a total of 11 characters from the first game, including fan favorites like Leonardo, Michelangelo, Toph, Sandy, and Cat Dog. At least no one misses Oblina. I mean, fair, I guess, but... that's like, I'm just like, I'm in shock. I this is almost as bad as when my dad passed away. I don't think I can live with this,
dude. I don't know what they're deciding.
You know, I built this whole thing, I started this channel originally in anticipation for Nickelodeon All Stars,
right? No. And now look at it, it's falling like Bungie.
like,
who's your wish list character? Yeah, who do you hope they add?
I mean, Iroh would have been it, honestly, but
out of all of Nickelodeon.
The thing is, I need a list of shows to, like, jog my memory.
Okay, hold on. Here, I'll I have one on the top of my head.
The Paw Patrol squad. That's right. Yes, we play as Paw Patrol characters.
Berk, berk!
Let's see, Thundermans, Dora? Well, dude, we could canonically get Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nuts. Zoe 101?
Dude, yeah, yes. I want Josh from Drake and Josh, and his finisher is like, hug me, brother! And he, like, murders you.
That would be awesome. The Back Guardians? Dude.
So
this
was, like, my hype for the first game, too, was, like, infinite DLC, because you could add literally all of these Nickelodeon characters. I want Timmy from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
I want the Rugrats. Like, add, like...
I don't think they're gonna let you beat the hell out of them babies.
Add the babies. Just, come on, they're men now. It's been long enough.
Derek, I'm gonna say one that's gonna blow your mind, and this is my wish character. The cow from Back at the Barnyard.
Dude, yes, he could beat people with his udders. Dude, they could add what was that game called? Attack and the Power of Juju. Nickelodeon owns that now.
Wait, was Zim cut?
No, Zim's there.
Okay, I was curious.
Doug, they could put Doug.
The guys from Lazy Town.
The guy that died that everybody loved?
Right.
Yeah, that would be cool. Rocket power, dude. Shred on people's dead bodies.
That Guardians. Big Time Rush. You could just have the cast and the singers.
Yeah.
Danger Force. I never heard of that one. Team Ninja Turtles. Game Shakers. I never heard of that one.
Dude, where's Carl? Give me Carl. Give me Ultra Sheen. Oh,
dude. Yeah.
Jimmy's I'm mom. About to slam Jimmy's mom's pussy. Huh?
I'm going to get Miss.
You're ready for my mega bust.
This is Neutron. Do you like back shots? I mean, it is really cool that Mr. Krabs is the first DLC character. That's like that was a really good pick.
For, yeah.
That was oh my god, that was. Yeah, I would now with Carl, I absolutely would want voice lines, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Get the original voice actor back. Be like,
croissant. Give me the croissant. Oh yeah, that would be like that'd be peak.
Oh yeah, peak gaming.
Let's see, anime Nicktoons, Camp Coral, gross. Pegasus, gross. Big Nate. Ooh, wait, hold on a second. Transformers Earthspark. We could get
Optimus Prime. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. No, aren't they in the other one? What? The Warner Brothers one? Multiverses? Is that Transformers?
I don't know.
Also, what happened in that game? I spent $120 on that game.
It's coming back. Don't worry.
Oh my god.
I'm going to say some things that are going to blow your mind that could be characters. Alvin from Alvin the Chipmunks.
Holy shit.
Anyone of the Smurfs, but obviously Smurfette.
Okay, I'm ready.
Peppa Pig.
Dude, I want like Meat Canyon Peppa.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the alternate skin, the horror skin.
Yes, perfect.
Where is it? Kyrian?
Dude, we could have Ryan from Ryan's Toy Review.
How is that Nickelodeon?
Well, we beat him up.
What?
Oh, he had like a Nickelodeon show, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I've heard of none of these.
There's a lot of these.
Lot of just garbage on Nickelodeon now.
Tough Puppy. Did you ever see Tough Puppy? That was pretty good.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Alturia, they already got Cat Scratch.
Where's the Crystal Maze? What is this?
As Told by Ginger, Wild Thornberries.
Ginger is a good one.
Rocket Modern Life.
Avatar.
Comedy.
Dude, I don't know. Nickelodeon like hit its peak back in the day all of our shows.
They need to have Drake and Josh as like, you know, Ice Climbers or Alternate. You know, they need both. And maybe throw Megan in there.
Oh, my God. Ned. The Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, holy crap. We need that, please. Also, I want Ned.
Oh, my God. Chalk Zone?
Oh.
Dude, give me Chalk Zone.
Yeah. Hell yeah. For Nickelodeon All-Stars, give us Chalk Zone. Oh, we should do, like, a tier list of characters we want from Nickelodeon.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll write it down.
We should do that.
iCarly, we play as Ghibli.
Yes. And he like pulls his shirt up. He's like, woo! That's like his ultimate. Dude, yeah. Attack the Power of Juju. Oh, I love that show. Dude, Cartoon Network needs to come out swinging. Give me Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network would be Multiverses.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're owned by them.
Let's see. I don't care about game shows. Variety programs, I don't care about that either. Animated preschool series. Little Bill, Dora, like we said, Bat Guardians. Wonder Pets? Oh my god, I could be a
Dude, like a real hamster there, and he's just like crawling around. Yeah, would love that. No, and you like, you're SpongeBob, and you jump off and spike the hamster down.
Like, it has to be a real 3D render of like...
Right, like of a hamster.
Perfect. Oh my god, that's amazing. Yes, that's exactly what we need. Fresh Beat Band of Spies. I have no idea what that is. Live action. Pinwheel, Nick Jr. Rocks. I don't know any of those. Miniseries. Don't know any. Was Uncle Grandpa? No, that was.
No, that was Cartoon Network. But I don't think they'll ever do it, because didn't he tell them to, like, go F themselves when he left?
When he left, he literally drew Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa with, like, yeah.
It was, like, unbelievable. Like the,
what a hero, dude. What a hero.
Oh, my God. I would love to put the graphic up. I would get, like...
I like to imagine that's what Zach's going to do if they cancel Smiling Friends. Just like, here's Pim.
Dude, they can't. They're going to have multiple lives on their hands if they cancel Smiling.
I mean, if they do, it's the worst mistake they've ever made. Like, it's going to be picked up by us.
I will
fund that channel. All right, Zach, you're never allowed to die, and you work on this forever now. I expect 3 seasons a year, and just keep working.
Yeah, I would say so, I think. Or maybe just not no seasons, just nonstop, like, one episode a month. Just, like...
Oh, you know, yeah. Just, yeah. Like, but just yeah, make it One Piece. I want to beat One Piece with Smiling Friends. Come on.
So... See, yeah, Nickelodeon actually has, like, a near-infinite roster of characters.
Right, they could just keep going. That was the issue with the first one, is it literally died so fast.
Because that it, like, had though.
Right, the gameplay was actually terrible, too, yeah.
Do, do you think there's a chance for third party or guest characters?
I don't know. What is the conglomerate that owns Nickelodeon?
That's a good question. Paramount was on. So anything in Paramount.
So anything Paramount. All right. So what's on Paramount?
Transformers. Transformers is Paramount.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we could get Gorilla Tron or whatever.
Maximus Prime. Isn't it Maximus Prime or something? Not
Gorilla. Yeah.
Paramount owned shows.
We could get Star Trek. That's on Paramount.
Fatal Attraction.
We can get NCIS.
Yes. Reno 911, baby.
Oh, dude. Yes. What is the guy that's always on rollerblades?
Yeah,
from Reno 911.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. King of Queens. Oh my God. Dude, King of Queens. Yes.
Did you enjoy the meme him just like shrugging everywhere? I thought it was so wholesome.
Yeah, it was wholesome.
And then it got dark. And I'm glad it's over.
You could have the guy from CSI Miami. You could have
the Halo show is on Paramount Plus.
Oh,
Master Chief could
God.
Be in Nickelodeon All Stars.
Dude, they have. Everybody hates Chris. Yeah,
dude,
I know.
Put Chris in. Everybody hates him.
Criminal Minds. That'd be kind of cool.
have like Spencer versus Jimmy, like brain blast.
You ever watch Rules of Engagement? It's actually really funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
Any of the Star Trek guys, you could have Picard and them. That's cool.
Blue Blood.
Ink Masters.
Tattoo guys.
No way. Dave Navarro in there, just like, whoa, man.
Wait a second, does Paramount own the CW? CBS program.
I don't
CBS.
Know.
For only known as CBS.
Oh program. My God! The original Sonic the Hedgehog show is on Paramount.
There's
Plus.
A chance. But no, I want.
So is Kung Fu Panda.
God!
Write in, dude. Write that. Twitter them. Do what the kids do. Twitter them.
It's called signal.
Tell them Poe.
And we guess.
Tell the whole roster. Come on.
Look, yeah, Poe. Tai Long, Shifu, and then we'll work on the rest.
There you go.
That's like,
yep, we'll get the rest
give
in.
Give me a whole season on Nickelodeon All Stars. It's just like Poe, Shifu, Tai Long, and
dude, I'm in. I'm sold.
I'm gonna have to think of the fourth one, but
I love
the Twilight Zone. Give us the announcer. You've entered a realm where I'm about to beat your ass. This is the Twilight Zone.
You've come into my domain, bitch. Now you die. And he, like, pulls out the door and just, like, smacks him with it. Oh my god, Drawn Together is on Paramount Plus. Let's get those guys in there. Show is great.
Drawn Together.
Did you ever watch that? It was like, it's an old like Adult Swim show.
Let's see here.
Dude, Blue's Clues. You could get Blue in there. Oh my god. The Adventures of Super Mario Bros. 3 show is on Paramount Plus.
There's a chance.
Mario could be in the game. But like that design of Mario, like the old school cartoon Mario.
There's a Mission Impossible show. I didn't know that.
Is there really?
1966 and 1973.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh.
Do you know there's a new, that reminds me, there's a new movie that came out. It's called like The Last Remaining Movie Star, and it's about Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
And it's just like stroking his ego super hard.
Huh. No, I didn't. I saw there's a new movie with Nicolas Cage, and it's like a comedy. It actually looks
Yeah. I forget what it's called. I remember seeing the trailer for that. It looks pretty good.
Dude, there's endless possibilities.
Right? If you're telling me Paramount will let them add, like, whoever else from these guys.
Like, just, you know what they need? They need to hire us as consultants and be like, okay, this is
right.
What you need.
We'll just tell you what characters to put in. Do they have the rights to catch a predator? I would love to get, what's his name in there? Hey, why don't you take a seat, Jimmy? Just take a seat. I think you brain blasted a little too hard on that girl. Do you know how old she was?
Yeah, his ultimate has to be like, take a seat right here.
Right, you like pick him and he's never in the fight, but like at a random time he will come out and be like, why don't you take a seat?
I want his ultimate where he puts you on the seat and it's the only ultimate that does this, but it's always a confirmed kill because you end up in handcuffs. Like it's
right.
Always just like
then the cops like bust in.
Right. It's just like and if it's like a 2-minute long cutscene, you're like reading off text messages. Did you really send this?
You sent this? This is from your number. I think you sent this.
Why are you here? Why are you here? Oh, I'm just visiting.
Why are you here?
I was just visiting.
I want
to tell them why you're this here. Isn't okay. Really?
Oh, really, really?
Because you said,
because this text,
I
can't wait
you.
To shove it in you. Yeah. I'm going to fill you up like a Twinkie. You said that. Do you remember saying that?
I was talking about pizza. Yeah, about pizza.
Pizza? Yeah, okay. What about this line? I'm definitely not talking about pizza. It's my penis. All right, come on.
Dude, I was joking. It was a joke. You know, we're friends. Really? You brought a camera?
Really? Yeah. Why are you hard? Hey, he just like grabs his dick. Why are you hard right now? That's a really good bit idea, Dale. Chris Hansen for All Stars Brawl 2.
Yes, Chris.
Confirmed.
Oh my god, that would be so. And like his attacks were like using the kid actors as like.
Like, I just beat you with a 12-year-old, but I told you he was 18.
One of them was like it's like Peach's reflector.
Oh, the toad. Yeah. It's like a kid.
Yeah.
You just beat up a 9-year-old. Did you know that?
Yeah, just like, oh my god. His projectile has to be a pizza. It has to be a pizza. There's a pizza, but there's a
open the box.
There's
a camera inside.
There's a 10% chance that like the stool that he has on the
set. Right.
His grab would have to be like he puts him on the stool really fast and then just like knocks
right.
him down.
Right. He just like sits him on the stool and they're like strapped in. You're like, oh no.
Oh, what the stage has to be the prop house. It has to be like
the kitchen. It's just like the kitchen. Oh my god, I can see it now. Oh, it's so beautiful.
God. Holy crap. Oh my god. I would kill for this. I would be a Chris Hansen main. There, I'd be like the master tier. You'd be like,
they got
him on the stool. You know, like, I'd love the announcers.
Oh, God, here comes the dialogue. Yeah, what did you say to her this time? You said, I want to go swimming in that. What? You're swimming in that what, sir?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then it like it just fades to black with like the police sirens and everyone goes ballistic in the crowd. Just like, yeah!
I would, dude, wouldn't it be great to have like a Telltale adventure game that's just the Catch a Predator? Like,
oh my god, I can only dream. That is gold.
He like take a seat, and I just like he didn't like that. He just like sits down.
He's a little on edge. What are you doing here?
Did you really say, quote, I'm gonna give you a pie?
What kind of pie are you talking about? Apple, cherry, cream?
Oh my god, I just realized that my camera is like a little bit outside the bounds of the border, and I feel like an idiot. great. That's cool. Wow. It was worth the laugh. It's okay.
It's so good.
Dude, we're going to need to make like a mini series, just like Chris Hansen skits. I think we could really like.
We could capitalize on that.
Oh my god. Yeah, please. Look, Paramount, if you're listening, Nickelodeon All Stars, whoever, please just.
If you want to give us a TV deal, you know, we'll make that show. We can do it.
Yeah, we can be the new Chris Hansen. Take a seat.
Right. Just take a seat. How old is she? 21? No, you idiot. She's 12. Okay?
I'm dyslexic. Really? Because you then said, really? Are you 12? Because, you know, like he confirms it.
You are 12, but have the ass of a 21-year-old. I don't understand what that meant.
Could you elaborate? What do you mean by I'll pick you up from school?
Right. Meet me on the playground. What's a playground? Huh?
Oh my god. Oh, well, I think we cracked the code on what could perfect this game.
Right. I mean, it's in your hands now, Nickelodeon dev team, you know.
Like we gave,
you just got to do it.
We gave you the keys to the kingdom. And oh, but you need to have voice lines. You have to give them whatever money.
Right,
you
right. Like for. Chris Hansen has to be. You did it for everybody else. It's only fair.
He has to say, "Take a seat. Take a seat, right?
Take a seat. Would you take a seat?
Take a seat." But they should rip like the audio of this the actor kids when they like leave the room. Like I'm just getting a pizza, or you know, like right.
I'm just gonna go back here and grab us some soda for our pizza.
Okay. I'm like tearing up. I just can't. Oh my god. Holy crap. We hit the hour mark. Congratulations to us.
We did it.
Whew. I totally forgot to put an outro in my new setup. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We talked about Destiny 2, but then we talked about the real important facts, which was getting Chris Hansen to Nickelodeon All-Stars 2. Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, become a member. We'd really appreciate it. Join our Discord, make the community happen.
Hit the bell. Follow us everywhere. Yeah. We're literally on everything. Join the Discord. We're gonna hang out there.
Oh, yeah.
Do like game nights and stuff soon. So the more people, the merrier. Obviously. So I think we have our first one planned for like I'm trying to think date wise what it is. November 10th. So join. Come hang out.
Yeah.
Share some memes. We have music talk now, which has like really been popping off.
Oh yeah, it's been some time. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Bye. 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 Have you?